We're next here to that controversial dossier prepared as opposition research on then-candidate Donald Trump, alleging connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. It's believed that firm was first hired by a Republican opponent, and then the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee funded it from there. So tonight we now know who funded it, but some lawmakers say the bigger question remains, how much of it is true? Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross.
Until now, Hillary Clinton and her campaign team would not admit any connection to the Trump dossier. The 35-page document, prepared by a former British spy, alleges the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and includes uncorroborated, salacious allegations about Trump himself. It didn't come out until well after the campaign ended.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
The dossier on Trump was produced by a Washington-based firm called Fusion GPS, which had actually started digging up dirt on Trump for an unknown Republican during the primaries. After several Republican candidates dropped out, the Clinton campaign and the Democrats secretly paid Fusion GPS to continue their research efforts. The president today said he was a victim.
I think it's a disgrace.
Former Clinton campaign spokesperson Brian Fallon said the Democrats did nothing wrong.
I think it's important to remember that opposition research happens all the time in campaigns.
In fact, it's standard practice in campaigns for both parties.
I think it's important to know who paid for this dossier. What is more important than anything is whether the allegations in the dossier are true.
And now one question is, which Republican first started Fusion GPS down the road of digging up dirt on Trump?
Do you know who those Republicans are? Do you have any idea?
I think I would have, if I were to guess, I have one name in mind.
Give it to us.
It'll probably be revealed.
Wasn't really willing to reveal it himself there. Brian Ross with us tonight, and we know that Hillary Clinton, the campaign, and the DNC helped fund this. But the question that remains tonight is which Republican opponent in that primary helped fund it too.
Right, David. The Democrats say the firm first approached them in early March last year, which was just after several Republican candidates had dropped out of the race. And their supporters are now the prime suspect, David.